Welcome to Lyme and Beyond with Tanya. I'm so glad you guys are tuning into this episode. Whatever it is that you're dealing with today specifically or going through at the moment, I just hope that your takeaway from this episode is going to give you what you need. Is it hope, inspiration, validation, some tips on how to treat this or detox more affordable? Whatever it is that you need today, I hope that that's what you get from this episode. And if you want to continue to help me share my voice and our voice in the community, please go into the about of this podcast, scroll to the bottom, click on that donation link. Welcome to another episode of Lyme and Beyond with Tanya. And I'm excited again to bring my guest to you. I just love bringing these stories, sharing all the information of what my guests go through in their journey, but most importantly, to share hope and inspiration that wherever you are in your journey, you can get better. Just don't give up. And just a reminder, this podcast is not for treating Lyme disease. It's not for diagnosing. It's not anything like that. It's simply just information to share with you listeners to maybe have you pull little tips and tricks of things that may work for you. But again, the overall scheme of this is just to give you that hope. Don't lose hope. If we lose hope, what do we have to fight for? So I'm excited to welcome my guest, Karen. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'm excited to hear your journey.
Well, thank you for having me.
So where are we going to start? How long ago do we go? You know, oftentimes we have no idea we got bit by a tick, and then oftentimes we do, and sometimes we've been sick our whole life and didn't know why, so...
Mine started in early summer of 2019.
Okay.
I didn't remember once I figured out I had Lyme, but I had a nymph deer tick on my foot, on the ball of my foot. And I pulled it off that day, and that took 2 seconds. And I'm in Wisconsin. We have lots of ticks. I've had ticks on me countless times, but never a nymph deer tick, never the tiny poppy seed.
The ones you can hardly see, right?
Right. Because I thought it was dirt and I was trying to brush it off my foot.
Okay.
And I was like, what is that? And then I pulled it out and I realized, I was like, that's some sort of bug. Maybe that's a tick. I don't know. And I just went on with my day. You know, I never thought twice about it.
Because and like so you said, you're in Wisconsin and you pulled off, you know, tons of them on you. Had you never worried about any of them before?
Never worried about it.
So did you not really know about Lyme disease?
I did, but I thought, well, not every tick has Lyme disease. And the ticks I'd had as a young adult or a child were like deer ticks, like the big, or maybe they were dog ticks. You know, they were bigger. They weren't that poppy seed tick. Okay. And I'm not saying the big ones don't have it.
Right. Yeah, no, for
because
sure.
I don't know.
Most of them, I think, do. But I think the nymphs are so dangerous because they're so small.
Right.
They're so hard to find. Yeah.
So I started having weird and like not immediately, like a month, I want to say in July of that year, my left leg swelled up. Now I had the tick. On my right foot. So you don't connect dots because you're like, well, that's weird. And I got this rash, but it wasn't a bullseye rash. It was a disseminated, like all over my calf of my leg rash. And it was hot to the touch and it was swelling. And I was like, what on earth is this? This seems weird. Again, at that point, I didn't connect a dot because it's not a bullseye rash. So that would have, you know.
Right.
I thought, well... You know, I'm getting older now. I was almost 50 at the time. Like your health declines, you know, things happen. And I just cut back on soda. I cut back on junk food. I thought, well, you know, I got to start eating better. No, it didn't go away. And then I went to the doctor and they gave me some cream and then it did go away for a while. And never thought nothing of it. And then my back started hurting and my chest started hurting. Like I felt like I was having a heart attack. My blood pressure spiked. We had to call an ambulance. I didn't know what was going on. They got there and I had a blood pressure of like 1 something over 200 something, like in a stroke range. And I'm like, what on earth? is going on. Now, mind you, in all this time, my husband had passed away July 15th. So the doctors kept telling me it was because of stress. And I said, no, I was sick prior to him passing away. These symptoms started before he died, not after.
Okay. So you know in your mind, this isn't it. Because, yes, you know, stress causes a lot of things.
Absolutely. And yes, was I sad? But it wasn't stress that he died. I was sad, but not stress.
And so then is you were sick before.
I was sick before, yeah. And the doctors wouldn't listen to that. They went over their head. And it felt like weekly a new symptom was added. I had like these spike headaches. Like it felt like somebody was sticking a spike in your head. Ice pick. That's what they call them. Ice pick headaches. Yeah. I got to the point where I couldn't even drive because I didn't trust my memory. Was like, if I looked right, I couldn't remember looking right, to look left, to look, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I didn't feel safe driving. It got to the point where I was in bed for like 3 weeks straight because my equilibrium and balance was so off. Like, and I look back now and finally I went to the doctor. They did blood work. I had countless trips to the emergency room feeling like I was having a heart attack. They put me on blood pressure. They put me on anti-anxiety, antidepressants, saying I was depressed, like all this stuff. And I'm like, I don't want to take all these pills. I was perfectly healthy. Something, you guys aren't getting to the root of this problem. Like, so one night I woke up and my neck was, it was like 3 a.m. and my neck was drenched in sweat. Just my neck. Weird. Lyme has some of the weirdest symptoms.
We share them. Sweat? Yeah. We sound like we're crazy. We just do. Right. I know it, right?
It has the weirdest symptoms that people look at you and go, that you can't do, that's not possible. Yes, it is.
Yeah. And so I think that's another reason why it's really hard to diagnose.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't make sense, you know? And so then they want to throw, well, it's stress or you're overworked or, you know, all this stuff. You're unhealthy. You're whatever it is. So, I mean, I kind of get it a little bit. I'm still not giving them a pass, right? Because they just gaslight us and dismiss us and all this stuff. But.
So that night, I finally got Google out and I typed every symptom. I think it's like the longest Google search because I typed every symptom from the neck sweating to the rash, to the chest pain, to the this, to the ice pick headache, to the you name it. It got put down in that search and it popped up Lyme disease. And I was like, oh, well, this is why they say you shouldn't Google your symptoms because there's no way I could have that.
Oh my gosh, Karen. That is crazy.
And then I was like, well, let me just, I was like, could it be though? I don't know. And so then I was like, let me go to the CDC website because I didn't want to risk like the Google search and whatever. And sure enough, I had every symptom per the CDC website of this illness. And I'm like, okay. So then that morning I called my primary care because he had been treating me, you know, and I told him and he was like, get in here now. We'll draw blood and we'll do a blood test. Blood test comes back negative. And I'm like, okay, if it looks like a duck and it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck, it's a duck. Then I find out in my research that that test is not accurate. And that's one thing I want to advocate for at some point in life. We need accurate testing. This is ridiculous that I have every symptom on the CDC website and the blood test says it's negative. That doesn't make sense.
Yep.
In anybody's world.
Nope.
So then I was like, okay, you can't help me, but I need to figure this out because I know what I have now. And you're not going to convince me that my Google search was wrong. You're not. I Googled Lyme doctor, like a Lyme specialist, doctor who specializes in Lyme. I don't remember exactly what term I used because that was before I understood Lyme literate doc. You know, before this was at the very beginning, before you know way more than you ever wanted to know about the health industry.
Right.
And luckily, I had one locally. And then I called. And I actually got to talk to what's nice about the Lyme doctors, the holistic Lyme, whatever you want to say, is you'll actually have a conversation with them. Some of them, maybe not all of them. But I talked to the lady on the phone and she was like, I can't diagnose you over the phone, but let's get you in here. And I'm 90% certain this is what you have. You're right. It was the first time somebody validated that I was right, that I wasn't crazy.
Yeah. And that's huge, because so many of us get told, go to counseling. Like, you were just off your rocker. Like, you have mental health issues. And then, like you mentioned earlier, we have all these very strange symptoms. Like, how can it make sense just for my neck to be sweat? Maybe I am crazy. The doctor said I have some problems. And that's kind of how it starts. And it's a lot. Yeah. So, all right. So you have, okay.
So I go to that appointment. It was like 2 weeks out, and they do an infrared. Again, this is more holistic medicine, not what Western medicine and doctor's offices and hospitals do. They have infrared imaging, and my mom goes with me. She drives me, and my mom could see the imaging, and everything was red for inflammation, like from head to toe. There's all this inflammation in my body. And my mom was like, no wonder you're in so much pain. Like, not that my family didn't believe me, but I think they thought I was exaggerating, or, you know what I mean? And I get it. They don't know. They've never experienced this. How would they know?
Right.
And then, so they started treating me with the typical doxycycline and a biofilm buster and some herbal, a mixture of some herbal things like wormwood, the doxy. And then that doctor told me, I'm not going to run a blood Lyme test yet because it's going to come back negative. We have to start treating it and breaking up the biofilm so that your body, it shows up in your blood so that it shows up.
Okay. And I've heard that a few times. Do you recall what biofilm buster they used?
I think it was wormwood.
Okay.
And then I had to do that for 6 weeks, and then I went back and they drew blood and sent it out. And sure enough, then it came back positive. But okay. Someone shouldn't have to go through all that.
No, they shouldn't.
The test shouldn't be to test for antibodies. The test should be, and on a side note, further down the journey, there's a video on the Lyme Stop Facebook, and I don't know if it's still up. There was a nurse practitioner or someone with medical training who had a medical, what would that be? It's a microscope, but it's like a
dark field.
Look
at your blood.
And it's like a super powered microscope where it like can see the microorganisms or whatever.
You can see the spirochetes. Yeah. A dark field. Yes. They're amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if these doctors would just put our blood under it, you'd see it. You would know.
Well, I don't know.
Why does it have to be a test? Why can't you just draw a little blood, drop it on there, and look under a microscope? Like, this isn't rocket science, I don't think. I don't know.
Because they'll come back and tell us we have syphilis.
Right.
Because that's what a Lyme spirochete looks like, right?
Right. Never thought of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway,
all right, so you're treating with this stuff, and how are you feeling?
I finally start to round a corner. I get back to at least being able to function, get out of bed. I get back to being able to drive again. Takes some time, about 4 to 6 weeks to finally, you know, and I'm feeling pretty good. And I call the Lyme doctor and I said, maybe I can go off of this. She goes, well, you did catch it. For most people, you caught it pretty early. If you had the tick, you know, only 3 months ago in the beginning of summer and we're now in September, you know, we can try it. Nope. Within 2 days of going off antibiotics, it right back downhill.
Everything back. Okay.
Everything back. But then again, and I know I don't want to be on long-term antibiotics because they wreck your gut. Mm-hmm. But I'm also, I feel she's a very good doctor because she also made sure I was on probiotics. She was like, you absolutely have to replace this bacteria and you have to do it daily. So it was antibiotics twice a day, probiotics twice a day.
Okay.
So that you weren't destroying your whole, you know, microbiome. So further down in my journey, now we're into the Christmas months. And my daughter was a bartender at a pretty popular bar in the area. It was like a bar restaurant, like a pizza. It has a game room for kids, like pretty nice establishment. And she'd worked there for years. And one of her teachers came in over Christmas break. And she was, and she said, how's your mom? How's your dad? And then she's like, oh, my dad passed away. And my mom's battling Lyme disease. And this teacher and had battled Lyme. And I had completely forgot about that. She's like, oh my gosh, you have to have your mom call me because her Lyme turned into thyroid cancer. So she had thyroid cancer and had to have her thyroid removed and Lyme. And she was literally on death's door before she figured it out. And it was somebody in her church who said, you have to go to this place called Lotus Be Well. And she's like, you've tried everything else. You have to give this a try. So anyway, the teacher says, have your mom call me. She gives me her number. I call her after Christmas break. And she's like, you have to go in there. She saved my life. I'm like, okay. So I go. Now, mind you, none of this is free. None of it takes insurance.
Of course. Yes.
My husband passed away with no life insurance. So I had like a $10,000 funeral. And then I have this expense of these doctors. And in the meantime, I'm also trying acupuncture. I'm going to the chiropractor and I'm paying for this all out of pocket. Like my savings is just, you know,
yeah,
going out the door with no, I don't want to say no hope, but each thing made me feel a little better or got me one step further in the journey, but it shouldn't cost that much to get that.
Right. No, it absolutely shouldn't cost that much, but I'm glad you just said that. Because oftentimes people that are going through this journey, you know, they're working with a doctor, right? And they're doing some treatments and more than likely it's probably a doctor that takes cash and you're doing treatments and you may feel a little bit better and then you kind of plateau and then you go to another doctor and oftentimes people feel super defeated, right? Because they're right. Like, well, this didn't work. Now I'm going to try this, but you just kind of nailed it on the head. It gets you to a point. It's like, sometimes we have to go through a few doctors, not always. And let's hope that we don't. But don't feel defeated if you do, because probably or hopefully each doctor that you went to got you a little bit closer, a little correct. Bit well, right? And so we need to, it's hard to remember that when we're in this journey, but just know that if it moved the needle at all, right, like that's a win. And then maybe that's kind of as far as the doctor can get you and you need to seek out another source of treatment. So that's what you did. So now you're going into your second place. The teacher recommended for you.
Yep. And she has a Rife machine. Okay. And she tests me and she absolutely comes up with the same results that the first doctor did, you know, and the co-infections and everything else. And then she starts treating me with herbal. The first thing she's like, we have to get you off the prescription antibiotics and switch you completely to herbal because you're really going to wreak havoc on your pancreas and you can develop type 2 diabetes from taking these too long and like all the risks. So that was the first thing. And then I started doing the Rife treatment slowly twice a week over time. Then COVID hits. So she has to shut down because she's a retail establishment. She's not really, I don't know if she's a doctor or a naturopath. I don't think she's a doctor. I think she just specializes in energy medicine with the Rife machine, okay. Right? But she saved a ton of people, like the testament, like the, my daughter's teacher brought her back from the brink of death with this. So I'm like, okay, now what? And I'm like, that's it. And I was doing this in the interim because in January, I want to say it was over Christmas break, I had found LimeStop through one of the Facebook groups from not the LimeStop Facebook group, but the other Facebook support groups. Because at the very beginning, when I figured out what it was, I was like, well, there's tons of people who've had this. Let me not reinvent the wheel. Let me get a support group. Because yes. I had my, not my mom so much, but I had a lot of family and friends saying, you know, once you have that, there's no way to get rid of it. And I'm like, what are you guys talking about? I was like, somebody beat cancer for the first time. Somebody beat whatever else for the first time. This is going. It's not staying in me. It's got to go. I'm not accepting that answer. And I think mindset at the beginning was crucial. Like, and
mindset through the whole journey is so crucial.
Right.
Another love word that you're using. Mindset is huge.
It's huge. You have to tell this bug it has to go. Mm-hmm. You're not accepting it in your life. You have to have a boundary with it. It sounds, you know, crazy, but you know, the docs are already calling you crazy. So what does it matter? So I started reading about this Lyme stop and I was like, okay, so and at first I thought I'd have to go all the way to Idaho. I'm in Wisconsin. I didn't know there was a Wisconsin one. So I joined the Lyme stop Facebook group.
Yeah, there are two. There's one in Idaho, and I think it's, and of course, you know, I'm just outside of Boise, Idaho, but I believe it's in Coeur d'Alene, which
is Coeur d'Alene.
Quite north from me, several hours, and then one in Wisconsin. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So when I first told my mom about it, and I was like, look, I found this, here's the website, here's all the stuff about it, but it's in Idaho, like we'd have to make the truck. And my mom's like, we'll make the truck. So then I was reading that night, or a couple days later, and somebody said, I just finished my Lyme stop journey in Wisconsin. Thank you, Dr. Ben, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, what are you talking about, Wisconsin? So I commented, what do you mean, Wisconsin? I thought this was in Idaho. And then somebody said, hey, there's a location in Wisconsin. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm in Wisconsin.
Wow. Yeah.
Thank goodness for Facebook
pages at times, right? Because you wouldn't have known, right?
Wouldn't have known.
So how far is it actually from where you are?
It's about a 3.5 to 4 hour drive.
Okay. Completely
doable. A lot closer than literally almost all the way across the country, right?
Right.
And so I booked my appointment in January, and there's I don't know what the wait is now, but it was a 6-month wait. So I was supposed to go in July. But then, you know, in the meantime, COVID had hit. And I did ask when I booked my appointment to be put on a cancellation list because people cancel for whatever reason. They can't make the journey. They don't have the money, you know, whatever their reasoning is, right? And so COVID hit. And it was like end of March, beginning of April. And I thought, you know, with this COVID thing and people not traveling and planes and all this other stuff, maybe there's some cancellations. So I called and said, hey, I'm just calling, you know, with this pandemic going around, I don't know if you guys have had any cancellations. She's like, we absolutely have. We can get you in here in 2 weeks. Mm. I was like, oh my God. I was like life changing. I was so excited. I'm like, okay, yes, I'll take it. I just have to call and change my hotel reservation. I got to call my mom. No big deal.
I'll make it happen. Yes.
I'll make it happen. I'm getting there. So I think that was mid-April, beginning to mid, because I got in at the end of April. I think it was like April 26th or 7th. I got in. And So recapping, I went to a Lyme literate doctor. Then I went to a holistic person who does Rife herbal antibiotics.
Which, by the way, how was the Rife? How long did you actually treat with the Rife machine? And what was your experience?
I got to treat with the Rife machine for about 4 or 5 weeks before the COVID set in.
So and not long. Okay.
Not long enough to make a difference because it was like a 6-month deal. And I had done acupuncture too in between this, and I was regularly going to the chiropractor because that was the one thing that made me feel better. I went to a chiropractor twice a week. Like I just had to, because my back was so tense that it had to get loosened. And then I go to Lyme stop, and I would say within the first appointment, you always felt like, for me, I always felt like there was something in my eye, like a piece of dirt or an eyelash. After the very first treatment, that sensation was gone in my eyes.
Okay. Wow. All right. But let's pause for just a second. So many don't know what Lyme stop is. So, and I know a little bit, you know, it's a clinic you go into. And my understanding is the first day you have an appointment, they actually treat you.
Yes.
And then the next day you go back for another one or two appointments, and then they send you on your way with a handful of supplements. Like, that's what I know. Am I right? Am I wrong? Share your experience
That is a general synopsis. So I'm trying to remember. I believe it's five treatments. I want to say it was five treatments over 3 days or six treatments over 3 days. Okay. I can't remember the exact amount. So day one, my first appointment was in the morning. And he uses muscle testing, which I'm sure many Lyme people have heard of. So muscle testing to identify all the Lyme and co-infections like Babesia, Bartonella, I can't even pronounce half of them. Okay.
Yeah. There's so many. Yeah.
There's so many.
So he does muscle testing, which is my favorite thing, but okay. Yep.
To diagnose you.
Okay.
And then they use a magnet that's about the size of your hand or my hand.
Okay.
My hand's kind of small, but it's about, I don't know, an inch thick. And I would say it's like 3 or 4 inches wide and three, you know, it's a square magnet. And they put that, you lay on the table and they put that underneath your head.
Okay.
And then they have the muscle testing, like, mineral waters or whatever those are. And they run them over your body at meridian points where these infections hang out at, for lack of a better word. I don't know what you want to call them. Infections, viruses, bacterias.
Pathogens.
Pathogens. Yeah. Yep. And it's my understanding it trains your brain, because it's on your head, to recognize that, hey, there's a problem over here, to wake up your immune system so that your immune system naturally fights it and says, oh, there is a problem there. And your body and your brain is designed so smartly that it's going to attack the biggest threat first.
Yes, that's how our body works. It's how our stem cells work. Whatever is most life-threatening is what it's going to attack first.
So the first appointment was like 45 minutes to an hour, because they've got to do all the muscle testing, then all the treating.
And so you're just laying down. You've got this magnet on the back of your head, and he's just kind of running things over your body.
Correct.
So easy peasy for you, right?
Easy peasy. Non-invasive. Okay. No medicine to take. No needles. No blood drawn. No nothing.
Okay.
And I was even thinking, I mean, I had to tell my mom, like, Mom, you're not going to believe this. Because I had a lot of naysayers when I told people what I was going to do. And they're like, they're just selling you snake oil and da 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 da. And I'm like, no, they have a pretty good testimonial page and a lot of success stories. And I think it's worth it. I even printed it out, gave it to my chiropractor, because both of these doctors that do the Lyme stop are chiropractors.
Oh, okay.
So I checked with my chiropractor first and said, what do you think of this? And after he read it, then the next time I went back, because I went twice a week, he says, I read through that. I did some research. You should absolutely do this.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
I was like, wow, you're supporting another doctor across the state. Okay.
We love those kind of doctors, right?
Right. And to this day, my chiropractor will call me. Occasionally, he'll have his office lady call me, because she just called me like a week or two ago. She's like, can you give me that information again of where you went? Because we have somebody in here who was diagnosed with Lyme and we want to help.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
And I just refer away, you know, like, here you go.
Yeah.
And they tell him my story, how, like, he could totally tell the difference.
Because he was your doctor. Yeah. So he knew what it was like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So first thing, so you do your treatment the first day, and then they send you to your motel?
Yep. So then we go back to the motel for a little while, And then I have to go back. I think I want to say we went back twice the first day and twice the second day and once the third day. I think that's how it went.
It may or may not be different for everybody as well. Correct. You know, maybe depending on what's going on. So, but in the duration, they send you home. Or do they just say, like, do whatever you want? Or was it go home and rest?
No. I wish.
How did that look like?
So what that looked like is at the end of day three, the last appointment. Now, mind you, by that last appointment, I felt like I was 30 to 40% improved, which I was really shocked by that.
Sorry, Karen. I think I didn't say that correctly because I want to hear this as well. I meant not when you went home, when they sent you back to the hotel.
Okay.
Were you supposed to do anything or just go back to the hotel and rest? Or they're like, no, go do whatever you want to do.
Well, unfortunately, it was COVID, so everything was shut down.
Everything was shut down. Okay, so that didn't work for you.
And even the pool in the hotel wasn't open.
Oh, no. So basically, you could just go do what you want to do.
Correct. Okay. If you felt up to it.
Right. Okay.
I took a nap. My side effect from it was sleep. It made me very tired, but I'm assuming that's because my body was fighting all this, which was fine. And then I went back in the afternoon, and then we went back to the hotel, and I laid down to go to sleep. Now, the first thing they put you on day one is that Vita, I don't know, it's the Vita something, and you mix it with water, like one teaspoon, you mix it with water. So I had to take this vitamin, it was some sort of supplement.
Okay. So they start you on those right away.
Yes.
Okay.
And so we stopped and got me a water bottle so I could mix that up. And then that night I laid down and I heard this sound in my ear. It made me sit up. I can't even describe it. It was like popping in my ear. It was like almost sounded like gunshots inside your head. I don't even know how to describe it. It was the weirdest thing. It was like, bah, bah, and it made me sit straight up. And my mom was like, are you okay? Because the look on your face is like, what's going on? And I was like, that was the weirdest thing ever. I was like, but
did you not hear those gunshots, mom?
Right. But after that, the ear ringing went away. The dizziness went away. So whatever was messing with my equilibrium and the fluids and whatever, it was like, oh my gosh, I can hear again. Oh my gosh, I'm not dizzy. I can actually walk without holding the wall.
So that quick. Wow. Fascinating. Okay.
And so then day two, I go back. Two times, once in the morning and then once in the afternoon. And day two is where he picked up, because here's the other interesting thing. He muscle tests every day, okay, every appointment. But the first time, he didn't pick up candida. But day two, he picked up candida. But like he said, your body will only present the worst first.
Right. Okay.
So then after that day, it was like, well, now you have to go immediately on the candida diet, which is zero sugar. It's basically like a keto.
Okay, right. I'm sure that was fun, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's tough to change. Because
you're traveling,
diet.
You're in a hotel, and it's COVID. You can't go anywhere. Like, I don't know if this was the greatest idea I ever had, but I got in earlier than I was supposed to by 2 months. But also, like, nothing's open. Where am I going to get food I can sustain in a hotel room that's keto friendly? That's,
yeah, tough for sure.
But I did it. I just was like, okay, well, Quick Trip sells hard-boiled eggs. I can have hard-boiled eggs. I can have vegetables. I can have berries.
When there's a will, there's a way, right?
You just figure it out.
Yep.
So day two, still getting my energy, finally getting some energy back. Not so tired and fatigued all the time. Day three, I would say by day three, I was like 50% better by the time I left there. And the one testimonial that like made me do this on their web, and I don't know if it's still out there, was the hotel staff in Idaho said that we know the patients who are coming to see Limestop because they walk in this, they check in this hotel looking and walking in one way. And when their treatment's done, they are like a completely transformation. They have nothing to gain.
They because would rise. Why, they see them.
Right. Yep. And they have no financial gain in that testimony. Yes, would more people book their hotel? Maybe. But they recommend like 5 or 6 hotels on their website. You don't know which one somebody's going to pick.
Yeah. No, that's a great testimony, right? For sure.
Right. So I'm like, there's got to be something to that.
And my mom, then on day 3, you're about 50% better. So that's pretty incredible. So,
and then they send you home day 3 with, in the muscle testing, they test all your vitamin and mineral deficiencies. They send you home with a 4-month supply of, and it's curtailed to you. Not everybody gets the same supplements.
Okay.
And that's where their pricing can vary. Like my pricing at that time, I don't know what the new pricing is. I've seen in the Facebook group that it's up to $4,000 now. Mine was quoted me at $3,200 with a $500 deposit to book the appointment. But I actually ended up only paying like $2,900 in total because I didn't need some of the, like they quote it with assuming you're going to need
everything. Right. I'd rather have a higher number. And
exactly. It was kind of
surprised,
a bonus pleasant
surprise. And right about there, I just chatted with somebody about Limestop and I think it's right about $4,000. And that includes all your treatments.
Correct.
And your supplements that they send you home with. And it's kind of like a 4-month program. Is that? Mm-hmm. So then at the end do you just go back one time to get rechecked? But okay. So you're going to go home. You're going home now. And so tell me how that is. Are you still feeling 50% better?
No, 50% and sleeping a lot. So take a nap during the day, still get tired, wake up about 6-7 in the morning, do a few things for work. And I'm self-employed, so I'm very fortunate. I don't know how anybody would be able to hold a job if that's a whole nother podcast, I think, you know,
right.
Maintain a normal life. But then I'd have to take a nap in the afternoon around 1 o'clock till 3 o'clock. My body would be like, you have to sleep. Like,
and that's important because our body heals when we rest.
Yep.
Right. And we oftentimes, when we're sick, especially for a long time, and we've kind of been housebound, bedbound, we really kind of want to go out and do what we can do when we feel good. And a lot of times it's just a matter of, I have some energy. Oh my gosh, I have to clean house. I need to go to the grocery store. I need to do, you know, all these things because you don't know if you're going to feel well tomorrow, but resting and listening to your body is so, so important.
Absolutely.
And I think this is a great time for the listeners. If you have not heard of this before, there is a, I don't even know what to call it, but it's called the spoon theory. Have you heard of the spoon theory, Karen?
I heard it once or twice.
Yes. It was created, I think for another illness like lupus or something, but anybody listening, you can literally just Google the spoon theory and it will pop up. I recommend reading it, printing it out, whatever you need to do. It's basically a little fun kind of story of a guideline on how to, utilize your energy. So you have, I think it's 12 spoons and each big task you have. So you get up in the morning, you don't just get up. That usually takes a spoon, you know, because our body can hardly walk or get out of bed. And then you take a shower and that's another spoon. So you only have these 12 spoons. So throughout the day, you need to manage those spoons. And man, was that a huge thing in my journey. I mean, it sounded silly. In fact, I think it was my stepmom who bought me some chocolate spoons just as kind of like a little fun thing. But I literally would have a counter of 12 spoons sitting on my counter. And anytime something happened, I would take one away. And so then I would know if I have a spoon to even make dinner, right? Or am I going to pull out of the freezer something I pre-made? It really it could be a game changer. So if you're struggling out there with energy and overdoing it, please, please, please Google the spoon theory. It may be a game changer for you too. Anyway, sorry. Just wanted to share
that. That's okay. No, that's good advice. That's super good advice. So then you're right. It's the supplements for 4 months and a recheck in approximately 4 to 6 months, whenever, you know, the appointment window's open. And back to the cost. Now, I just want to give a comparison. And this is, I'm an advocate for LimeStop, but I get everybody's journey's different.
For sure.
But the cost of the LLMD, the Lyme Literate Doctor, at the time, by the time I was done seeing, was about $5,000 with all the imaging, the infrared imaging, the testing, the consultations, the whatevers, right? Mm-hmm. The Rife lady, until COVID hit, that was a $2,500 investment. Okay. The acupuncture was an $1,800 investment. The chiropractor was, at the time, $35 a visit. When I added it all up, before I got to LimeStop, I had spent anywhere between $10,000 and $15,000, not to mention all that time that I wasn't able to work.
Right. And also allowing the pathogens, because it's a new infection, right? So allowing the pathogens to wreak more havoc on your body during this time, right?
Right.
Okay. So about $10,000-$15,000. No, I honestly feel that.
So when I feel, I'm sorry to interrupt. So when I feel like people balk at the price of the LimeStop, but it's the diagnosis, the testing, the diagnosis, the treating of it, the supplemental support afterwards, and a recheck, I think it's got to be put into perspective, I guess, it from my point of view.
No, 100%. And that's what I was going to say, is that, yes, your journey was very short, right? To you, it probably seemed like a million years. So I'm not diminishing it whatsoever, right?
No, but absolutely
many of
not.
Our journeys are many, many years, and a lot of times just to get the diagnosis. So, you know, and if you're a new listener, you may not know this, but over my 13-year journey, I spent $1 million out of pocket.
And that does not
surprise me. I did
not
have $1 million just sitting there. Like, I cashed out my retirement, my stocks. I lost everything to get my life back. I'm glad I was able to do that, right? But it doesn't need to cost us a fortune, but it's a lot of money. And so the way I kind of look at it is, if you're in this 2, 3, 4 years, you know, you could be upwards of $50,000. In the big picture, what is $4,000? That's kind of the way I look at it, right?
And so, that's how I look at it, because you are correct. My journey was short.
Yeah. I mean, it's like we threw $4,000 away, you know, just going to these doctors telling us that we're crazy or whatever. So yeah, I mean, and I'm not diminishing the price of it, right? Like, it's a lot. It's a tough journey. It's an expensive journey. But I'm just saying, you know, there are lots of ways to treat out there. And I keep hearing more and more good things about LimeStop. But that absolutely does not mean you could go to LimeStop and just get well. We don't know, right? We all take treatment differently. But it certainly is something that if you're struggling, if you're not seeing the needle moving, if you're spending so much money, not getting any better, it sounds like a fabulous offer to me.
And there's one thing, you know, that even I believe on the LimeStop website, if you are living in mold, which I was fortunate not to have been, I guess Lyme and living in the black toxic mold in the walls or wherever it is, or I don't really know enough about that, the symptoms can mimic each other. So you may think you have Lyme, but you're really living in mold.
Yes.
Or maybe you have both. You have Lyme, but you're living in mold, so your body can't heal because
Or working in mold, right?
Right.
Like some people spend money, a lot of money to test their homes, but maybe it's not in your home. Maybe it's in
Your office building that you
Your have. Office building. And I know that, like, these dorm rooms that these kids go and stay at, I know that they're just riddled with mold, right? Not that everybody is affected by it. Like, you weren't, thank goodness. Neither was I, thank goodness. And
Correct.
So I don't know a lot about it. But my understanding is that LimeStop didn't used to treat mold and that they do now. Is that correct, or do you know?
That is correct. They do now. And they also do some sort of testing is my understanding. Like if you take jars, like mason jars from your home and you leave them open, and I'm guessing here.
Okay.
And then you bring them in with the air from your home.
They can
there's a way okay. they can determine if there's mold spores in the air in your home.
Interesting. And is that an extra charge or do you know?
I don't know.
Okay. But just good to know that they do test for mold and can treat that too.
And then the other thing, so at my follow-up, I still had Lyme virus A, because the Lyme virus has, which I learned from LimeStop, has many, like COVID, many, what is the word I'm thinking of?
Many strands? Or...
That's it. Yep, many okay. strands. So okay. at my follow-up, I still had Lyme virus A left in my heart.
So at this 4-month mark, how were you feeling?
Everything was, I was good, except I still kept getting chest pain like I was having a heart attack.
Okay, but everything else, was it gone?
Everything else.
You're feeling amazing gone. other than that. The heart attack feeling. That's good. Okay, and that's why. So you still had a Lyme strand in your heart.
And so he said that was one of the hardest ones to get rid of, and it would take a couple more follow-up treatments. And then he gave me a home exercise to do where I would put my hand on my head. I think it was upside down. I don't remember. And then I would have to take the other hand and then just press around my heart, like in a circle, to keep okay. telling the brain. And I think I had okay. to do that twice a day.
Okay.
And then I went back another time, one more time, and it was almost gone, but there was still a little left. So I had, my treatment ended up being a couple more times
than the standard. Okay.
But all right. Think of this, those next appointments weren't included in the initial cost, but they were only like $45 because he was only treating one virus in one item, you know.
Okay.
Okay. Very affordable in my okay. opinion.
So the biggest thing is the initial package. The initial package, correct. It's, you know, your treatments and then your 4-month follow-up and the supplements custom for you. That's kind of the package price.
Right.
And then if you need additional support, it's not like, well, a fraction of that. It's just kind of per visit, per
infection
item that they're going to treat again. Treat. Okay. That's good to know. And it's funny, but it's interesting, and I love it. The thing that you said about putting your hand on top of your head and pushing around your heart, right? Like our body is light and energy. And,
yep.
and that is what is so fascinating about our bodies and how they have the ability to heal themselves. And I know that this sounds really crazy to a lot of people, right? And I can assure you, before I got Lyme disease, I would probably think all the things that I say are just, lady, you are crazy. Like, I get it, right? But we oftentimes, when we come up with some type of a health challenge, we truly have to think outside the box, right? And people that talk about, oh my gosh, you're going to, you know, take a plant or an herb. That is not new. That is original medicine. That is the old yes. ancient medicine. And I think people don't understand that. And truly, our bodies are energy. We can heal them based off of energy. I've recently gotten into tuning forks. Sound therapy has been incredible. They're working on sound therapy to help treat cancer. And I just, it fascinates me. It fascinates me. And so... sounds like what he's having you do, right? At home twice a day, do this crazy right. little thing. And
now, you know, that reminds me of the sound, the tuning forks. That reminds me early on in this journey, I tried, what are they called? I have one. It's a Beamer mat, but there's other ones. It's a frequency.
Like a PEMF?
Yeah, that's it. A PEMF.
Okay.
So I tried that, and that really made a difference. So if you have access to PEMF therapy, it doesn't have to be Beamer, Cadillac of the... I ended up purchasing one, and I do believe that in addition to LimeStab, that was a huge help to my healing, because the spirochete bacteria for those that don't know, it drills into your soft tissue like a corkscrew. So how the Limestop chiropractor doctor explained it to me is everything's gone and dead, and your body's going to take time to eliminate that. But there's going to be holes left in all your soft tissue that are going to have to repair. And depending on how long you've had this, somebody 13, 14 years, the holes are going to be bigger. There's going to be more of them. You may have a 2 to 3 year journey to, you know, 90 to 100%. He told me it would take me about a year. Now, my son was also diagnosed with Lyme after I went because I wanted to see how the treatment worked for me. And it worked so good for me. I booked for my son. He figured my son had had it much longer, maybe since a kid. My son was a teenager. So I'm assuming he got a tick as a kid that we didn't know about, or you know what I mean? And he said his healing journey would take 2 to 3 years for the liver damage, because your body's been fighting these infections. It takes a toll on your liver to heal up.
Okay. And that makes sense, right? Oftentimes we can feel really, really good. But I still think that it's important to support our foundation.
Right.
And continue to build it up, because we may look good on the outside and we may feel good on the outside, but there's a lot of damage that has been done over the years that needs to be repaired.
Repaired.
So, wow. So your whole thing, you went back a couple extra times and then.
I did.
So how long do you think your journey was, like in total from the time you treated Limestop till the time you're like, okay, I'm good.
I'm good. So I did Limestop in 2020, and I want to say it wasn't until about 2022 to late 2022. And that's because I got reinfected a couple times.
Oh, okay.
Lucky me. So here's the thing. I went back in October of 2020 and I got the all clear. Everything was gone, right? Celebrated, was so happy.
And I'm sorry, what month was that?
October.
So you did, refresh my memory.
April.
Okay. So April to October.
Went back in July because my son was going in July. So I did my recheck in July when my son went.
Okay.
And that's when he said, you still have the COVID in your heart. And he treated it again. And then I had to do a follow-up in October, and my son did his follow-up in October.
And you were good.
And I was good. I was given the all clear.
So 6 month journey for you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then you had to go and get bit again.
And then a week later, I got out of the shower and there was a speck of dirt on my right shoulder, which wasn't a speck of dirt. And everybody's like, were you walking in the woods? How did you get that? Where did you? I don't know. I don't go in the woods. I don't even pass. Okay. I have a little PTSD.
Yeah.
However, there was a tick on me again, but this time I knew what to do.
Yes.
It was a weekend. It was a Saturday. Monday morning, I called Limestop back. Hey guys, this just happened. I was just there a week ago. She goes, oh my gosh, we have to get you back in. Let me talk to the doctor and squeeze you in. Okay. Luckily, they were able to squeeze me in like within 10 days. And sure enough, I had everything all over again. But he said, we've caught it so fast that it will be nothing like journey. 6 months. No, within 2 weeks, I was great. Went to a follow-up. 2 months later, everything was great. Then I want to say it was late summer of 2021. I got bit by a horsefly. And I got the same rash on my leg that I got in the beginning of the whole Lyme. And I remember people saying that all biting insects can carry Lyme. Because that's another myth. People don't know. Mosquitoes, bees. I've gotten Lyme probably 5 times now. I don't know. I lost count.
Yeah.
once from a horsefly, once from a mosquito.
Anything that can bite you, anything that can suck your blood. Yeah.
And absolutely. Once from a tick.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But the good news is now I know instantly, and I call right away, and I try to, you know, push to get on a cancellation list.
I love that. And also, Karen, apparently I need to share this with you. Have you ever heard of cistus tea?
I have heard of cistus tea.
Okay.
I actually bought some this winter for COVID because I got COVID this winter.
Well, let me tell you a little secret. It is, I have a couple of favorite things, colloidal silver being one of them, cistus tea being one of them. So not only is cistus tea an antimicrobial, right? So antiviral, antibacterial, it busts up the biofilms. It has, in my case, I went through breast cancer after Lyme. It helps kill off cancer cells. Are you ready for this? If you drink it on a regular basis, it is said that ticks do not like your skin. You permeate something from your body that they do not like. So I will forever drink a cup of cistus tea for the rest of my life. If you're out there listening, want to know what I recommend, reach out to me on my Facebook page, Lyme and Beyond with Tanya. But Dr. Klinghart did a webinar, and actually I share that on my Facebook page as well. It's like about a 5-minute video about cistus tea, what it is, how amazing it is. So it sounds like, Karen, I think that you should just be drinking cistus tea every day.
No, maybe I'm going to add that because I drink, you know, the other thing from the Lyme stop and from the whole diet thing, obviously I eat a much cleaner diet now. I'm not 100% keto or sugar-free anymore, but I am 100% real ingredients and no soy unless it's organic and not sprayed with Roundup or whatever the technical name is of that.
I love that. Diet is so important.
Huge, so important. Huge. Yes. Your body can't, especially once you've had your immune system attacked by this, your body can't process the chemicals they spray on the corn. And you think of it, high fructose corn syrup.
One of the most horrible things in the world. And it's in our standard ketchup.
Yes.
Which actually, by the way, if you buy a Heinz ketchup, if you get the Simply Heinz, it doesn't have it in it.
It's sugar.
And it tastes exactly the same.
Exactly.
But the pesticides
that they use on the corn. So if you get an organic corn syrup, you're fine. But it's the pesticides they use on the soybeans to make the soy whatever and the corn whatever that my body can't tolerate. So I've had to do a lot of switching of foods. Like, okay, what's the substitute for what I used to eat for this?
Learn. And so, you know, that's one of the benefits or the blessing of going through this illness is that we learn so much about our body, health, our food, how toxic it is, right? Like just all the stuff and how Western medicine just is, I'm sorry, but it's not out to fix us, right?
It wants to keep us
sick so that they can continue to make money off of us, which is horrible, but it's a simple reality.
I have a question for you. In your opinion, because now that I know that you had Lyme and breast cancer, and I know that the teacher had Lyme and thyroid cancer, do you feel that it is possible that Lyme could be the root cause, or that because I believe now after learning and reading and researching and having to know so much about this, that many cancers are caused by parasites.
All right, Karen, you just opened up a can of worms, which we don't have time for.
But
I will give you a little synopsis. So, yes, I believe there's a lot of truth to the tumors being sacks of parasites. I have always said that there is a correlation between Lyme disease and breast cancer because I see it too often, right? And then I went through the journey. So I had on my friend, Dr. Armin from Armin Labs in Germany. He's been on my show a couple of times and he was on, maybe a few months ago. And that was one of the things we brought up, the research being done on that. And what they do know is that many, if not all, breast cancer tumors are actually Bartonella. So there is a correlation between the two. They're still doing a whole bunch of study on it. If you listeners or Karen want more information on that, it's, I think it was a couple months ago. It was the episode I did with Dr. Armin. But yes, there's, and I think just the more and more research that is being done, right? Like we're just going to learn so much more. And
because the Bartonella I've also heard is related to dementia, Alzheimer's in the brain. So yeah. I think it's the root cause of many or correlated or maybe not the, or a portion of the cause, right?
Yeah. No, so many correlations and so many, it's fascinating to kind of dive into it and read all the research that comes out and all the studies that they're doing. But yeah, we may be shocked. A lot of us may be shocked over the coming years on what they discover about all this, but yeah, no, for sure a whole new episode, right?
Right, that's a whole new episode.
Well, Karen, this has been amazing. You were very detailed with your Lymestop journey, which I appreciate because I know it's kind of a hot topic out there because it is kind of affordable, you know? So I appreciate you taking the time and diving deep into, you know, all aspects of your journey and especially even the cost of it, because I think that's really important that the listeners want to hear that. So with that said, I just appreciate you and I appreciate your time. I'm so, so happy you're healthy. Stay healthy and drink that Cistus tea.
I'm going to add that Cistus tea because I even purchased some when I had COVID this past winter and it got rid of it. Like it made a difference. It was
perfect. Huge. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I sure hope you listeners enjoyed that episode. Whether it's hope you needed, a little inspiration today, or just maybe some validation that what you're feeling, what you're going through is real. Maybe you needed tips on how to treat at home, ideas, thoughts, detoxing, whatever it is. I truly just hope it's what you got out of today's episode. That is my only hope, is just to give back to this community in any way possible. So go to the about of this podcast, scroll down to the bottom and find that donation link. Go ahead and click on there, and anything that you'd like to donate or offer is all just going to go to help to pay towards the studio cost.